American flags in black and white. American flags in black and white.
Moreland there. All right, I'm checking out. This has been Radio Zeke. It's 1 minute past my time here. Be safe, everybody. It's Tufts University here. We're bringing you this bit of midday entertainment. I have been broadcasting Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. It is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to pop on over to the drone DJ here.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bankbook wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse, laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things up the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. Now that money boom, oh, I'm in trouble again. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. It was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. To get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away.
Oh, but it's rare to remember that on a day like today when you're old. Argumentative, and you've got the face on.
Show only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to
to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Silence is so that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around. Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? Be happy with what you're getting. There's a guy who's been awake since the Second World War. Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? Be happy with what you're getting. There's a guy who's been awake since the Second World War. My mind is racing, filled with lists of things to do and things I've done. Another sleepless night's begun. Lids down, I count sheep, I count heartbeats. The only thing that counts is that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around. Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? Be happy with what you're getting. This guy's been awake since the Second World War. Second World War.
So much joy in life, so many pleasures all around. But the pleasure of insomnia is one I've never found. With all life has to offer, there's so much to be enjoyed. But the pleasures of insomnia are ones I can't avoid.
Kids down, I count sheep, I count heartbeats. The only thing that counts is that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around.
Holla, holla, holla.
Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? Happy with what you're getting. This guy's been awake since the Second World War. Well, you're never gonna get it. Tell me what's that for? Be happy with what you're getting. This guy's been awake since the Second World War.
I've been there too a few times. 'Cause you got that jam.
calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be the voice is calling? Get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
Tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And you got it. Thank you. Everybody knows strong love can't fail. Don't be pretending about how you feel. Don't be pretending your love is real. Don't be what's that for?
years older, but much the same as he was.
Open your eyes and let me blow. is it all so very simple and horribly complex? You're suffering a thimble and there's nothing coming next. Your mom smokes in the kitchen, her voice a cutting drone. They're creeping out, you pass the bar, your father's second home. That leaves you on your own. Nights I'd often watch you float across the grounds, out the gate to the motorway. What secrets have you found? You had to know I wanted something from you then. Too young to know just what it was, something more than a friend. Is that you at the end? Where you play in the street at night, you blow like a broken kite. My girl, you're giving up the fight. Are you gonna says you're dirty, they're gonna find you dead. But have you got that final chapter written in your head? 'Cause every single story is a story about love, both the overflowing cup and the painful lack thereof. You got the heart of